Hi there. My name is Kaya Usher. Welcome to my morning show. I work with frequencies and I can help you shift your life, clean up your space, ride the truth wave, come home again to your brilliant self, usher in an unimaginable peace, and live inside the Simplicity platform. Welcome, all the new people. All the people who've been around since the beginning, everyone's talking about how much this radio show has changed because of the way that I'm shifting. And so when I tell you stories about myself, I tell you that so you can see your own potential too, because the path that I'm on is the same path for everybody. We all have different ways of getting into our path and walking in our brilliant self again. But when people comment in about how they are shifting, and this is the amazing thing, I'm hearing from people who have never done a one-on-one session with me, and yet the radio show, they're coming into their brilliance. They are freeing themselves and really shifting. So that's amazing. That was always my vision. Everything that we create is created from that spirit space. So the Simplicity platform, we create that spark there and then we bring it down here into the physical world and we make it happen. So sometimes there's a time lag, just like there was for me when I was getting ready to come down here and really get going in helping people awaken and helping people come back into their power. So it's so exciting for me to hear this feedback from people who have never worked with me one-on-one, because these frequencies are super powerful. It's not just the meditation, it's the talking part too, where we are shifting because we're entrained in these brilliant frequencies, which basically says stop, slow down. It's that expression, stop, drop, and roll, basically like hit the ground, pay attention, it's time for your spirit. It's time to luxuriate in your brilliant self again, into those frequencies where you come from and where you'll go back to. I was thinking about, I was reading a lot about grief over the weekend. And just like everything in life, the way a person experiences grief is all about their level of awareness or their level of awakening. Once you understand what's going on and who you truly are, you come into your brilliance, grief falls away. It falls away, and what happens is this unconditional love sets in where you understand that we're all free. So when people cross over, when they're awakened, they are so good. And so that frees you up, understanding that you too are free. So it's always every single experience here and beyond is about your level of awareness and how you've been able to purify your space. The purer your space, the more at one and at home you become. And client after client talks about whether they've had addictions or trauma, no matter what the issue has been in their life, they start not caring. And when I say not caring, they don't care about the small stuff anymore. The things that used to trip them up, they don't care anymore. And they're like, I'm too busy, you know, living my life and being myself to get tripped up by people who just don't know, you know, those sleepwalking people, which there are many. But the whole point of this radio show and the whole point of coming online with this work is to help people very quickly awaken. Wake them up out of their slumber and say, hello, remember you? Let me show you in the mirror, beautiful you. That's who you are. It's time to wake up. And so really, really quickly is the feedback I get. People come into that space of contentment. The charges of the trauma, you know, the addictions, the poor relationships, the crappy jobs, all the things that were really slowing them down in life, you start not caring anymore. And it's like, you know what? It's time I do my dream, the big you. No more little you. This is about the big you. Because all of us have had an incredible dream of what would it be like if I was free and I really was free to do that. Well, guess what? That's what this is. You're free to do that. So for me, I go, I'm going to make a radio show. Guess what? I made a radio show. I'm going to share it with everybody because of the beauty in my heart, the deep desire to help everyone come back home into that space of unconditional love that starts with you. That's it. We have to start with you. So when clients come on a call talking about their loved ones and what they want to do and who, and I'm like, nope, we're starting with you. You're on the call. We're starting with you. And then, of course, if the loved one comes in, then we work with the loved one too. But the greatest gift we can give our family and out and out and out and out is a fully actualized human being. You are the gift and you are the surprise. So that's what this work is about. It's time for the question. Kaya, at the beginning of your radio show, you talk about coming home again to your brilliant self. Can you explain that in a little more detail? Thanks. Okay, perfect timing, perfect question. Yes, so what is our brilliant self? And what does that mean to come home again to our brilliant self? So when we head back down our timeline right to the point of where we were created, we were all one. We were all brilliant. We were all perfection. There were no distortions. We just were. And so what happened is that Big Bang came along and blasted us all apart into fragments of that oneness. So that neural network that I talk to you guys always about, how we actually are all connected. And depending on the level of awareness we're at, we will understand, we will get downloads from each other without even having to connect. We'll just know that knowing is there. And that's the neural network because we all come from the same place. So the brilliant self is getting you back to understanding your perfection from that origination point. So as we splintered off and became individualized spirits, coming down here into physical form and leaving, walking through, coming down here and then leaving, walking through, what other people would say, dying. But I don't like to use that word anymore because to me, it's like there is no death. It's been so clear to me. It's come in so strong. Every time I say death or dying, my husband will say, who's crossed over, he'll say, we don't die. So we don't die. We just go to different spaces, but we are always 100% here in spirit form. So we come down here. And it's like these blindfolds have been put on us from all your thousands of lifetimes you've experienced where you were not awakened. So the shroud just, so you have these experiences. So you have these experiences. Say you were at war and you were shot and you died on a field. You have that experience. It's in your DNA. Say you were... well, there could be all different experiences. I'm not really going to get into that. But all these experiences, we start locking down in our DNA. And the more children we have, so our DNA gets basically filled up with all the family lineage issues that your family has had. Like, think of all the storylines that your family will have had. And then all your past lifetimes. Think of all the storylines. You were men, you were women, you were a child, you know, you were all these different things. You died young, you died old, so many different experiences, and it gets locked into your DNA, and it's there. And you come down here in this lifetime where we are right now, and you're like, wow, why am I drawn to that? Why am I drawn to that? Why do I do that to myself? Why do I get so unlucky? Why did I choose to have that affair? Why did I do that? Why do I drink? Why do I choose crappy food? Why do I choose crappy friendships? Why do I do that? So it's in the coding of your DNA. And I'm really good at cleaning that up. And that's what I work with. What I've learned is, as opposed to telling my clients, oh, this is the reason why your life is not running really well right now. So instead of giving them, even though I can see that in your timeline, and sometimes I'll give you a little bit of information, but now most of the time, I just say, let's get you back into that brilliant space, because you're there. That heaven already exists within you. My job is to clean out that space, to help you clean it out so you can start feeling that brilliance, that heaven that is within you. It's not outside of you. So your brilliant self is you in your purest rendition, void of all the experiences of your family paradigm, void of all the experiences from this lifetime, and void of all the experiences from your past lifetimes. We get you shining so bright, and in that present moment, that there's the diamond. And people see you. It's like, whoa. And that's the thing too. When you become your brilliant self, you are like Teflon. You deflect any, you know, people will say negative energy, not great energy, whatever. You start not caring is the other thing, because you're so powerful that you walk through and everything burns off. It can't enter your field. It just literally burns off. So that's what I'm here for. I show you. So I clean up your space. I get you back feeling that brilliance again, the diamond of who you are, void of all the stuff I just spoke to you about. I show you your spirit field, that boundary, whereas nobody touches the merchandise. And then you start walking in your brilliance. So I feel like that's deep enough for now, deep enough to wet your whistle. Keep the questions coming. Keep sharing the radio show, guys. It's here for all of us. And I was talking to a client today. So, you know, send it to people. It doesn't matter, because what you're doing, even if they don't respond right away, but if you have an inkling that someone might be interested, share it. Because what you're doing is you're planting the seed. So it might be that, you know, so the seed is planted, and it might be in 2 months they go, okay, I've had it. I'm putting my foot down. I'm going to listen to that. So just plant the seed with me. If you found yourself shifting and you're coming into that higher order, share, because you guys are the proof. So are we ready for the meditation? Let's go. This morning, as we prepare for a gorgeous day, striking out more brilliant than the day before. Every day becoming more brilliant than the day before. That's what I'm doing. Will you hold my hand and do that with me? Joining me on this path to brilliance. We always get firmly planted, locked into our body in every meditation. That's what keeps you safe and sound and allows you to focus in. Focus in again on your brilliance. It does not matter what's happening in the outside world right now. Right now, this is about you. Remembering, it's not how life has treated you. It's about who you become, and then you create. You create. Your destiny is in your own hands. What a tremendous responsibility, but how exciting for you. As we take a deep breath in, starting at the top of our head, we're going to get our body enlivened. So take a deep breath in into the brain, moving through beautiful frequencies, freedom coming into our headspace, no more lockdown, beginning of the week, open, expansive headspace. There are no problems that cannot be resolved. We don't resolve problems in the headspace. We connect through our heart. and that knowing will come in. It's like a download comes in for every single question you have. We connect to the heart. The download comes in, that knowing, and you say, got it, got it, got it. No more headspace. Moving down. Eyes. Focus. Focus with the eyes. More depth, detail with your eyes. Through this work, I healed my eyes into perfection. So, having said that, you can do that too. Down we go, nostrils feeling that crisp, clean air coming in, filling our cavity. Ear canals, hearing coming back online, enlivening our canals. Teeth, strong. Tongue, tasting all the beautiful food. Choosing beautiful food. Throat, voice. What will you say this week? How will you say it? Knowing that how you choose your words is an indication of where you're at. Pay attention. No judgment, just pay attention to the words you speak. It's time for integrity, which means integration, which means your spirit fully entwined in your body. Integrity, integration. Down we go. Chest. Under the arms, all the lymph system activated, draining beautifully. All those spiritual, emotional, physical toxins draining out. Drinking purified water. Draining out all the impurities. Hands, strong hands. Arms, down our spine like a beautiful connected ladder. Knowing our spine, that gentle curve, straight spine, strong structure, keeping us here, locked in to our body. Ribs wrapping around now to our heart, our beautiful heart, all knowing, brilliant, open, expansive. Reconnecting ourselves at every level, our heart expanding out. When we come back into our brilliance, there is no such thing as brokenhearted, because we are brilliant, expansive, never-ending beings coming down here to play. The more you connect, the more you will see the beautiful things you attract into your life. Brilliance begets brilliance begets brilliance. That's how this works. Everything else falling away. Down we go. Organs harmonized, purified, working agelessly. You get to choose. You get to choose when you want to go. But until then, health is there for us. Reproductive area, enlivened, free of all experiences, fresh, brilliant, starting anew. Down we go. Legs, knees, bottoms of the legs, feet, strong feet, firmly planted. 1, 2, on the ground. Let's anchor in. And feel ourselves anchored in our brilliance. When I count to three, feeling our feet shooting down to the center of the earth at record speed. 1, 2, 3. There they go, anchoring in to the core. The most brilliant anchor, strong. holding us in as we walk this earth. Heading back up now, taking a minute to feel this brilliance. I'm going to go quiet for a little while. Deep breath in. That, my friends, is perfection. Have the most brilliant day, and I'll see you tonight.